I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The United States praised Ukraine Tuesday for accepting a ceasefire offer and taking a step forward on the path to ending the war with Russia. Moscow is expected to weigh in next on the American proposal. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias reports.
In Saudi Arabia Tuesday, Ukrainian negotiators accepted a proposal by a U.S. delegation to pause the Russia-Ukraine war for 30 days. U.S. President Donald Trump rewarded Ukraine's positive first step toward peace, said U.S. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz.
The president has decided to lift the pause on aid and on our security assistance to Ukraine going forward, and that's effective immediately.
Earlier Tuesday, Ukraine launched a massive drone attack against several Russian regions. Moscow said the attack could hinder future peace negotiations. Despite the tensions on the ground, it is expected the United States will move forward with its plans to present the ceasefire proposal to Russia next. Veronica Valderas-Iglesias, VOA News.
The U.S. imposed new 25% tariffs Wednesday on all steel and aluminum imports. The move ends previous exemptions that had been in place for a number of U.S. allies, including Australia, Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese called the U.S. action entirely unjustified.
This is against the spirit of our two nations' enduring friendship and fundamentally at odds with the benefits that our economic partnership has delivered over more than 70 years.
This is VOA News. But Albanese ruled out imposing retaliatory tariffs against the U.S., calling such tit-for-tat moves a form of economic self-harm. The European Union responded Wednesday by announcing plans to impose tariffs on $28 billion of U.S. goods beginning in April. Talk of tariffs, combined with fears of inflation, sent the U.S. stock market tumbling Monday and again on Tuesday, a day of give and take between U.S. President Donald Trump and Premier Doug Ford of Canada's Ottawa province. VOA White House correspondent Carolyn Pursuti explains.
Day two, another plunge of the U.S. stock market. President Donald Trump escalating an already tense trade war. The president threatening to double tariffs on Canadian metals after Canada's intent to raise the price of electricity exports to the U.S. At the end of the day, both men backing down, leaving stocks shaken. The president still plans the original 25% tariffs on Canada to promote products made in America. When asked if he predicts a recession, President Trump said, "I don't see it at all." Many, though, are looking to the stock market to answer that question. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, The White House.
The center-right Democratic Party won parliamentary elections in Greenland Tuesday amid Trump's call for the U.S. to take over the semi-autonomous Danish territory. The results showed Democratic winning 29.9% of the vote, with the opposition Nala Rock Party coming in second with 24.5%. Greenland holds vast reserves of rare earth minerals needed to make everything from mobile phones to renewable energy technology. During his speech before Congress last week, Trump said that Greenland will become a U.S. territory one way or the other. The center-right minority government of Prime Minister Luis Montenegro of Portugal collapsed Tuesday after losing a confidence vote in Parliament. Reuters correspondent Arthi Thayaparan has more on the European country's next steps.
Lawmakers voted 142-88 with zero abstentions against the motion. It comes after only 11 months in office and is likely to trigger an early election, the country's third in just over 3 years. The motion was presented last week after the opposition questioned Montenegro's integrity over the dealings of a consultancy firm he founded and is now run by his sons. He has denied wrongdoing or any ethical shortcomings by the firm. It will be up to President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa whether to call a new parliamentary election. He has said a new ballot could be held in mid-May.
That was Reuters correspondent Arthi Thayaparan.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.